Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we were discussing various nafkaminas about the Gemara in Maseches Shavuos, where Rava says that if you make an oath not to eat a loaf of bread and you eat it, if you leave over kezias, you could be shalom. If not, then not, because Mashahaya, my dehava hava, what was, is not practical anymore, because there's not enough left for the Shavuot to be practical, and therefore it's too late to be Shoel. But if there's still a Kezayis, then it's still practical. And Abaymar says, even if he ate the whole thing, he could be Shoel. Why? Because if he ate a B'shogeg, he still has to bring a carbon. Until he brings a carbon, it's still a Maisa. And if it's B'mezid, until he gets Malchus. So we discussed various nafkaminas L'maisa, as far as this machlokas is concerned. And now we'd like to present the following nafkamina. Matzah shel maisel sheni. Rav Meir holds maisel sheni's mom and gavol. If a person eats matzah of maisel sheni, he's not yotze. Mitzvah achilas matzah. And let's say somebody else ate the maisel sheni. Somebody else takes matzah, you made it into maaser sheni, and then somebody else eats it. Do we say that he could be shoel on the maaser sheni? Because on one hand it's nogea, but it's not nogea to you. It's nogea to your friend. And not only is it nogea to your friend, but it's nogea to your friend linyan mitzvah. So we were discussing in the previous shiur what would be if it's nogea not to you but to your friend. That was question number one. And we also had a question of what if it's nogea linyan mitzvah, not linyan onesh. So here you have a case where it's nogea to your friend linyan mitzvah. What would be the din? Can you be shoel or can you not be shoel? So we have a suffix when it's nogea to you, and now we have a suffix also when it's nogea to your friend. Your friend ate the maaser sheni. So it would appear that we can bring two rayas to be pushed at this suffix. Number one, we can prove with a great hamtzah that in all the sfeikas that we mentioned in the previous shiur, the noider cannot be shoel if it is not noigeya to his own malchus, to his own punishment. And that's behekdem gimel hakdamus. And again, this is all based on the Torah of my rabbi, Gondol, Rabbi Chaim Erhar, with Shlita. Rabbi Shimon Shkap has a famous siman in Nedarim and siman Aleph. He writes that it's possible to be matfis, a neder, and a loaf of bread that was nadur and is no longer in the world. The Gemara says in Nedarim as follows: Boy Rami Bar Chama, Rei Alai Kevasal Zivchei Shlamim Lakas Zrikas Damim. So a person says, this should be like the basar of Zivchei Shlamim after Zrikas Adama. What's the Gemara says, what's the Shaila? Ikamer Badein Lishnav, he says, with such a Lashon, but Terukam Atfis is being Matfis with Heter, because after the Zrikas Damim, he's mutter to eat the Shlamim. So he's Matfis with Davra Mutter, it doesn't become Aser. So rather the suffix is, go to Machitz that he brings besar Zivchei Shlamim after Zrikas Adam, or Machitz, and he brings besar Chulin, or a kikar of heter gabei, in other words, he has the besar zivchei shlamim, and next to it he has besar chulin or a kikar, and he puts one next to the other. Va'amar, and he says in the besar chulin or on the kikar, ze kaze, my, what's the din? Be'ikroi kom matfis, oy be'ater kom, is he matfis be'ikr besar shlamim, as lifnei zlikas hadam, and it would be aser, or is he being matfis in the heter? That's the Gemara Shaila. Is he being matfis now, where it's heter? Or is he being matfis be'ikroi? What does it mean, be'ikroi? The way it originally was when it was aser. That's the Shaila. If we say be'itroi kol matfis, what he meant was he wanted to be matfis on the iser that was on this, that was on the besar shlamim before the zrika, even though the iser is not in the world. So you see from this that you could be matfis on a kikar that was nadur and is no longer in the world, because here he's being matfis on the besar zivchei shlamim that's no longer aser. So too, you could be matfis on a kikar that was nadur at one point. We see this even more from the Mishnah Nazil Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that if a person's matfis bin nazirus that was on Shimon, the nazirus is chal, and his din is like the nazirus that Shimshon was makabel on himself, even though l'chayra Shimshon is no longer in the world. Have you seen Shimshon walking around? Nevertheless, he could be matfis in his nazirus. So you see that he could be matfis even something that was aser and is no longer in the world. So that's hakdama number one. Hakdama number two is that emerges according to this, that somebody who asers on himself this kikar and then he eats the whole thing, if he's matfis now another kikar, b'neder shehoya al kikar zeh shekvar ne'echal, let's say he takes another kikar and he's matfis it on this first kikar, which was nadur and is already eaten, and he can do that, as we just learned. So now there's going to be an iser that's chal on the second kikar, right? Because he asers on himself kikar A, eats the whole thing, comes kikar B, and he's matfis kikar B, the second loaf, on kikar A, and the iser is going to be chal on kikar B. Now, as we said in the previous shir, somebody who was noider on a loaf, and he's matfis another kikar on this loaf, and he eats the first loaf, he could still be shoel on the first loaf, even though it's gone, because it's still nogea to him, vis-a-vis the second loaf. So now, according to those are the hakadamas that we have. So according to this, we have a big kasha, that Rava holds that achla kula ein nishalem al zeh, and that Ameimar holds that achla kula v'lo hisrubo, that he can't be shayel. Right, Ameimar says only if there's no gera onesh, but if there's no hasra, there's going to be no onesh. It's too late to do she'ela. Rava says it's too late to do she'ela, forgetting about the onesh, even if there is an onesh, if it's no longer no gera to the actual eating the kikar, he can't do she'ela anymore. But based on what we said, we have an instance, we have a scenario, that he could always be shol on the first kikar. How? He could be matfis now, kikar acher b'kikar hanechal. He could be matfis, kikar B, on kikar A. And the mela, he could be shol on the first kikar, because it's no gael, and you're a kikar sheni. So how can Rava and Ameimar say that if you ate the first one, and there's no hasra, it's too late, you can't be shol anymore? Why not? Be matfis kikar B, and now you can be shol on kikar A. And don't tell me that it's not good to make a neder. I know they're kilu banabama. So what's this eitza that he should make this new neder? It's not true, because here it's a dvar mitzvah. So this is a dvar mitzvah that he's going to help himself out. And we can add a davar mechudad, that in Nedarim Adav Chav Beizim Ad Aleph, we say that if a person is noidil, it's ki'ilu banabama. And if a person is mekayim in neder, it's like he's makrabal of karban. So in such an instance, according to that, there's no iser to be noidil, because the Ma'arshan Yevamos Kuftes Amid Beiz and the Chazusha Agadosh explains that if a person is noidil ki'ilu banabama, means that just like in abama, there's no iser b'bnias habama, but it brings to the iser of hakrava, that you're now to be makriv. So too, by a neder, there's no iser be'etzem asiyas ha-neder, but rather, it brings to an iser if he's nichshal, and if he's oiver on his neder. That's the problem. It's not the guf ha-neder. The problem is that he's going to be nichshal, and he's going to be over on the neder. But in our case, the whole purpose of the neder from the second kikar is in order that immediately he could be shoel on the first kikar and memela. the nether is going to go away from the second kikar. So there's no chash that he's going to be nichshal with the second kikar. So again, we have a case here where you have a beautiful eitzah in order to be shoel on the neder of the first kikar that he ate. Make a neder on a second kikar, be toled in the first kikar, and don't say that it's also to make nedarim, because this is a good neder. This is a neder l'dvar mitzvah. This is a neder with his nochshash, he's going to be over. The Maharsha says nochshash, he's going to be over. He's not going to be over on anything. He's not going to be over on anything because the whole purpose of the neder is to uproot it. He wants to uproot the neder of the first kikar, and Mamele is not going to be over in the neder in the second kikar. The neder is going to go away. So rather, Baal Korchenu, from the fact that we say, Achla Kula Ein Nishalem, it's Muchach, that even Ba'oisai Odom Atzmai, even that very same person who was Matfis Kikar Bi Kikar, who was Matfis Kikar B with Kikar A, he made a neder on Kikar B because of Kikar A, he can't be Shoel on the first Kikar if he ate the whole thing, or if he ate without Hasra. And even though it's no Gelo, the Kikar is Sheni. So you see that it must be, this is not an Eitzah. It's not an Eitzah to take a second Kikar and be Shoel and be Matfisan on the first Kikar and then be Shoel on the first Kikar. Even though it's still no Gelo to him vis-a-vis the Kikar Sheni. Kikar Sheni hasn't yet been eaten, but he's still not allowed to do it. And the reason is that dafka nafka mina hanagas b'dovach hanadul gufe. It has to be that nafka mina relates to what the thing itself on which you made the neder. That's a nafka mina that you could be shoel on it. In other words, if there's some of the kikar left, you could be shoel on it. If there's still an onish to be given, and the onish hasn't yet been given to uproot the onish, you could be shoel. But it has to be nageya to that kikar itself. Mashenkein here, where the nafka mina is nagas l'kikar acher, velo, the kikar shaleh noda. But now Shenken, in our case, where the nafkamina is nogea to a different kikar, and not to his kikar, if it's nogea to a different loaf, it doesn't help. So now kol sheken, b'shechaveiro hitpis, b'kikar rishon, when your friend was matfis in the first kikar, that you can't be shoel on your kikar, even though your friend was matfis. Even though it's nogea l'noider hasheni l'natzal mimalkus, even though it's nogea to your friend, you still can't be shoa. If it's nogea to your friend's malkus, you can't be shoa. Why not? Because we see that you can't be shoa if it's a separate kikar, even for yourself. So certainly if it's nogea for your friend, that resolves our suffix about what about can you be shoel if it's nogea to your friend. We see here that if you can't be shoel if it's nogea to your friend, because heck, you can't even be shoel if it's nogea to yourself, if it's not the actual kikar that you made the neder on. And also, if it's nogea to your friend, that your friend ate your maaser sheni. It's matzah shel maaser sheni. Somebody else ate it. Can you be shoel on your maaser sheni? It's nogea to your friend, l'inyan kiyum mitzvah. No. Because you can't even be shoel if it's nogea to yourself. You certainly can't be shoel if it's nogea to your friend. You can't be shoel if it's nogea to yourself. It's a different loaf. So you can't be shoel if it's nogea to your friend. It has to be you, and it's nogea to that kikar that you ate. So that is a stage two of our journey. And the Maisa, we have another stage in this beautiful journey. And I hope that we're zeichet to continue and see more and more neflos gedolos mitoras Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, we've already seen neflos, and hopefully we'll see more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.